the sad thing is it's not shocking for our members. It's something that we've kind of come to expect to be treated in this manner. But certainly it's unacceptable. And at the moment now, I'm just going around the division meeting the district committees because it's that time of year where we have our annual general meetings and people are very angry and very sore about it. And I suppose it's affecting even the GAA's credibility because people are saying, what's the point in even having an association if you can't deliver the basis of getting our members paid on time? And it's very frustrating and we're trying to find out what happened. And we still don't know why this occurred. I mean, we had the Pope's visit in Dublin, thousands of members applied. They were paid within 4 to 5 weeks. And that we have a significantly fewer numbers in Donegal and we had to wait 5 months for our payment. It doesn't seem to be good management practice either because they're supposed to be managing budgets and seeing where expenditure is going, so they're paying for something 5 months later.
Is there a fear that this may make some members reluctant to work overtime going forward?
Well, that's a sentiment that's been expressed to me time and time again. And look, don't get me wrong, our members were delighted to be part of Ballylippin. It was a feel-good factor in the county. Lots of positive comment. People really put their shoulder to the wheel. And, of course, very glad to have the opportunity to earn a bit of overtime because it's a very rarity in Donegal. But yes, people are saying, look, they needn't come to me again. They think I'm going to be up there working and have to wait 5 months. And people have bills to pay. People make sacrifices. You're trying to budget family finances. You're waiting on this few pounds and just not knowing when or if it's going to come. It's just not acceptable in this day and age to treat people that way.